Part 1, Chapter 2, Gateway. Many disciplines are better learned by entering into the doing than by mere abstract study. This is often the case with the most abstract as well as the seemingly more practical disciplines. For example, within the philosophical disciplines, logic must be learned through the use of examples and actual problem solving. Only after some time and struggle does the student begin to develop the insights and intuitions that enable him to see the centrality and relevance of this mode of thinking. This learning by doing is essential in many of the sciences. For instance, only after a good deal of observation do the sparks in the bubble chamber become recognizable as the specific movements of identifiable particles. Exercise 1. To many people, television is just flickering wallpaper, moving pictures in the corner of the room. As a medium, television is extremely easy to watch without, apparently, requiring a great deal of effort from the viewer. However, while it is easy to watch television, it is hard to write analytically about it. If you are studying communications, media studies, social studies, humanities, or English, you will probably need either to write about a television program or to prepare and present a project about television at some point in the course of your studies. Most students find this very difficult. Precisely because television is so easy to watch, it seems to resist our efforts to analyze it critically. Exercise 2. Slip and trip accidents are a major problem for large retail stores for both customers and employees. The provision of non-slip flooring, a good standard of lighting, and minimizing the need to block aisles during the restocking of merchandise are typical measures that many stores use to reduce such accidents. Other measures include the wearing of suitable footwear by employees, adequate handrails on stairways, the highlighting of any floor-level changes, and procedures to ensure a quick and effective response to any reports of floor damage or spillages. Good housekeeping procedures are essential. The design of the store layout and any associated warehouse can also ensure a reduction in all types of accidents. Many of these measures are valid for a range of workplaces. Exercise 3. When a person watches a television movie or listens to a compact disc, it is reasonably clear that the prime purpose of the communication is entertainment. Television news shows might be watched to gain information, but the television stations are well aware of the importance of presenting news in an entertaining fashion. Are television news and newspaper reporting really just other forms of entertainment? You might argue that listening to the radio in the morning to check traffic conditions is information gathering. Calling a travel agent to make an airline reservation clearly is an example of using the telephone as an information tool. But talking by telephone for hours with a distant friend is an entertaining way to keep in contact and exchange information of what is happening. Exercise 4. Small children have smaller stomachs. They need concentrated foods, high in calories, but low in volume. This is one of the main causes of infant malnutrition. In many countries, children are poorly fed, but adults are not. It would be a mistake to believe that adults eat everything and leave nothing for the children. Parents, and especially mothers, watch out for their children. They would happily give up their own food in order to feed their children. The problem is that many times the only food available to families consists of vegetables and roots high in fiber but low in calories. Adults can eat all they need as their stomachs are big enough. And in enough quantity, any food will fatten a person. Small children, as hard as they try, cannot eat the amount of vegetables needed because they don't have enough room in their stomach. Exercise 5. The universal appeal of sports, together with its inherent link to health and well-being, makes it the ideal transmitter of messages about the environment. We are already accustomed to hearing messages about national pride and fair play through sport. Sport, and in particular the sporting event industry, now represents the front line for sustainable development campaigns. Environmental sustainability is not only making sporting events more marketable, but it is attracting the kind of corporate sponsors who are keen to use public approval to enhance corporate reputation. The environmental virus is made more infectious when sporting heroes are used to transmit the disease. A notable example being Planet Ark, an Australian not-for-profit environmental group set up by retired Wimbledon tennis champion Pat Cash. Exercise 6. Within the societal cultures of the United States, subcultural differences once ignored by many managers now command significant attention and sensitivity. Historically, the U.S. workforce has consisted primarily of white males. Today, however, white males make up far less than 50% of business new hires in the United States, whereas women and African American, Hispanic, and Asian men account for increasingly large portions of the U.S. workforce. Moreover, in the last 10 years, the number of women and minorities assuming managerial positions in the U.S. workforce has grown by over 25%. It is becoming, and will continue to become, even more important for managers to know about and be ready to respond to the challenges deriving from individual differences in abilities, personalities, and motives. Knowledge about the workplace consequences of these differences can provide managers with help in this regard. Exercise 7. Suppose you wish to determine which brand of microwave popcorn leaves the fewest unpopped kernels. You will need a supply of various brands of microwave popcorn to test, and you will need a microwave oven. If you used different brands of microwave ovens with different brands of popcorn, the percentage of unpopped kernels could be caused by the different brands of popcorn or by the different brands of ovens. Under such circumstances, the experimenter would be unable to conclude confidently whether the popcorn or the oven caused the difference. To eliminate this problem, you must use the same microwave oven for every test. In order to reasonably conclude that the change in one variable was caused by the change in another specific variable, there must be no other variables in the experiment. By using the same microwave oven, you control the number of variables in the experiment. Exercise 8. If we are planning on reducing congestion on a busy roadway, the best possible thing to do is to simply widen the road. Surprisingly, though, the more one widens the road, the more congested the road becomes. This is because wider roads reduce barriers to driving. This, in turn, increases the demand for cars. Increased demand for cars tends to increase competition among car makers and drive down prices, leading to still more cars on the road. Without regulations, car makers are unlikely to invest in reducing emissions, even if their profits rise and technology advances. Wider roads and cheaper cars also allow people to move to cheaper places farther from major downtown economic areas. This increases driving time and puts more cars on the road still. People become more and more dependent on the car until it is strange not to own one. So more infrastructure still is devoted to the car, and more cars end up on the road.